Joining us here in the studio right now is the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens. Mayor, welcome.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
So I know you're headed to Moral Monday yourself.
Indeed,
so
I am.
as is half of Orange County, I believe. So we'll get you out of here soon. But coming up in a week in Hillsborough, the town board is voting on its budget plan. So I wondered if you could talk about the highlights of the budget locally.
Well, I can. In Hillsborough, I'll start with the good news that everyone wants to hear, which is we are not raising the property tax and we are not raising the water fee. We're doing an annual 8.8% raise in the sewer fee that we've been scheduled once a year, and that's to pay for this new big state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant.
And that's already paying dividends.
And that's came in under budget. It was on time. It is paying dividends. It is good for the environment. More importantly, we'll be able to serve our customers well for the decades and decades into the future.
Yeah, and that's a $1.46 million in the budget for the debt payment on that. Also in the budget, another couple hundred thousand dollars for Riverwalk, which is also exciting. In Hillsborough.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we had a very solid philosophy going into doing the budget. Take care of what we have. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see money in there for taking care of our roads, taking care of our infrastructure. I am so proud of our town. We are not robbing the future to make it artificially lower for everybody. Mm-hmm. The second thing we wanted to do was to minimize the rates. We've been able to it's not business as usual. We continue to find innovative ways to save money, to reallocate what we're doing. We have incredible staff, and so we've been able to keep the rates flat. So that's very good for taxpayers. And then finally, we want to make investments and our future, very critical investments. Hey, Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the game changer for the 21st century for Hillsborough. It should be. We're going to have a celebration on October 11th for the official welcoming and dedication, but it will be open probably in the next 30 to 60 days, at least a phase two part of it from the Gold Park to downtown.
Looking forward to checking that out. And the last time you were in here, we talked about sort of the other sort of big long-term development for Hillsborough, which is the kind of influx in population relatively speaking. The town's going to increase its population by, I think, 30% in the next few years, something like that?
Well, if you 3, look 000. At the house, you know, people are ready to build now.
Yeah,
we've got the hospital opening up. It's you've had this pent-up energy from the crisis is now pretty much sort
abated.
Of winding down.
Yeah.
And so we've had years of tracks that have been approved. Mm-hmm. So now we have something right now. We're looking at about 600 homes. And that's close to a 30% increase in Hillsborough. Now I want to put that in some perspective.
Yeah.
In 1980 to 90, in that decade, there was something like a 42% increase in population in Hillsborough.
So we've seen it before.
28 from 1990 to 2000, only 12% from 2000 to 2010.
But 30, the recession was in there.
This was when Kerry was going 180% or 110% a decade. So we're on a continued growth trajectory. Yeah. We're talking maybe from 6,000 people to 8,000 people in the course of a decade. And that is manageable. The most important thing is still keeping our small town character, and that's about incorporating folks in and growing at a manageable rate.
And there's such a conscious effort to do that in Hillsborough. I love walking through downtown and checking it out. It's just a really, really gorgeous, and it's going to be like that for years to come. How does the budget talk take that into consideration, though?
In a big way.
Yeah.
And it's maybe not obvious, but again, why I'm so proud of our town. We have this one-page strategy map.
Yeah.
And you see that we have a vision. And it has there, you know, the vision is, you know, a town of character, a town that's community oriented, that where people are prosperous, where there's we take care of our heritage, and then there's vitality. I mean, it's a living. It's not a little museum that sort of stuck away.
Right.
So we have this vision, but how do you translate that into keeping that vision alive? And that's where we have this one page. We have what our various objectives are about. What does that look like for citizens? And then what do we have to do to make that happen? happen, and then how do we manage our finances, and how do we train folks? And you see that one page gets translated down to every single department about what is it they're trying to accomplish, and that's what they build their budget around.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're very, very thoughtful at the board level, at the staff level, and at the larger community level about how we use our money resources, how we use our people resources, and how those things work together to create the small town that we love.
All right. We're speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsboro. What else is exciting in Hillsboro right now?
Oh, it's what a great weekend we had at the last Friday art walk and show. It's probably one of the better ones, although in many ways it just seemed like another perfect day in Hillsboro.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see folks out on the trails. So people are very, very excited about the river walk that's going to be sort of chomping at the bit to get out there. So I think it's the outdoor time. Very exciting. Farmers markets are just thriving. So it's life is good in Hillsboro.
Sounds good. Well, we got to let you go. You're headed tomorrow, Monday. It's Health and Environment Week at Morrill Monday. So what is it? What is it that is drawing you there this week?
Well, I think it really is standing with the folks who want to let the legislature know about what's important. And so with health, it's Medicaid. You know, there's a lot of folks who don't have the resources that could be provided. We can do a much better job about doing that, and it's really unfortunate, I think, with the direction that the legislature has gone, certainly in the environment. We're going to pay for it one way or the other. And we see the high cost in it in the wastewater treatment plant that we're doing here. We're ready to do our part. We want sort of sensible regulations. You know, Hillsborough goes back to the regulators. You know, we want to have sensible regulation, not be at the whims of political parties. So, so that's what's happening. Now, this week, it would be remiss if I didn't mention on Thursday night, it's Ladies Night Out in Hillsborough, So those who want the ladies, great night to come out to Hillsborough for the for shops and restaurants and just spend a little time. There's a hat contest there, so check out.
Which you're going to win, though, right?
I would not compete with the ladies for the hat. But Ladies Night Out is just one of those many events in Hillsborough Thursday evening. And if you do visit Hillsborough, NC, you look it up on Google, visit Hillsborough, and you can find lots of information about all the activities that are happening in town here in this neck of the woods.
All right, sounds good. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.